You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Good evening, everyone. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is your DJ host for this evening, Savoir Faire. And you are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. We meet here every Saturday evening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And this is the Thanksgiving Day version. Nothing really special planned here other than our usual format of a looking at the 80s era. But nonetheless, it's still, you know, a celebratory weekend. So I hope you're having fun, kicking back, and hanging out with family and friends, enjoying yourselves. So why don't we continue that there? Just want to give a big thanks here to Vincent from Acoustic Ceiling here with his special guest this evening here, Olav Chris Henriksen on the lute and baroque guitar. Olav is going to be appearing down at the Somerville Theater tomorrow. Sorry. And yeah, Somerville Theater, that's at 1 Westwood Road at Central Street in Somerville, Mass. Tickets are $20 and $15 available at the door. For more information and reservations, you can call 617-666-9810. And if you have been listening here this past hour or so, highly recommend checking that out. All righty. Again, let's kick it off here with the Buggles.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
How they fade so fast. Look back, there is no escape. Tied down, now you see too late. Lovers, they will never wait. I will never let you go.
That's right. That's right, folks. We are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, and I am your host, Savoir Fair, here on 91.5 WMFO Medford, broadcasting from the heart of Tufts University here in Medford, Massachusetts. Hope your Thanksgiving Day weekend here was a good one. Hope you're enjoying the continuation of the celebration here with me for the next 2 hours-ish. I will be bringing you the best of the 80s era with a few more modern tracks thrown in there just for kicks. Consider them side dishes. And just in case, you know, you're feeling thankful, and hopefully you are, we are in the midst of our donation drive here this month. That's right. We are all volunteers here, from the DJ to the board members. We receive a nominal amount from Tufts University here, but we also use this money here, this donation money here, to keep up our equipment in the studio here. So that's like CD players, headphones, microphones, turntables. So anything in it you can give us here is much appreciated. I mean, even so much as a dollar. But if you're feeling a little more generous here, we like to, you know, show our thanks by offering different gifts, you know, depending on the amount that you pledge. So, for instance, for $50, you can get a WMFO t-shirt. That's right. It's an exclusive. You can't really go out and buy this thing here. I mean, this is something we only give to our supporters. So please visit the station's website at WMFO.org, and you can click on the donation button there, which is prominent right on the homepage. And again, that's WMFO.org. Click on the donate button. It's very simple, and we appreciate it. Believe me. I mean, after all, you know, commercial radio here on the Boston Dial has really gone down the tubes here since I first came to Boston here about 30 years ago. Not to date myself, but yeah, it's the college radio here is really the last bastion of great music here in the Boston area. And Tufts University is right there at the forefront, bringing you true freeform. I mean, we have a number of different stations, programs offered on our station that range from anything from, you know, talk to all other genres and eras and whatnot that you can possibly imagine. And this year is a very special year for us here because, at least since I've been here, this is the first time that we are 24/7 non-automated music. That's right. That means that there's a DJ at least for 1 or 2 hours or possibly even more at any time during the day or night that is on air. And that's a big thing for us here. And again, you know, we do this out of like the passion for good music, just as much as I'm sure that you seek us out for that kind of good music. But the only way this thing keeps up is because of the support of listeners like yourself here. So again, please visit WMFO.org, click on the donate button, and give what you can. It's much appreciated. All righty. It's just almost exactly 6:15 here. Got about, let's talk about what we just started off here. We started off with the Buggles and I Am a Camera. That's from their 1981 release, Adventures in Modern Recording. And Joy Division just finished it up there with Colony, off of their 1980 release, Closer. All right, we're going to dive back into it here for a little bit. So stick around and enjoy yourself with Ten Pole Tutor. Thank you.
We need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
We are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
And that's right, if you caught that last donation drive announcement there, exclusively from Princess Leia. We are in the midst of our donation drive here this month. Trying to reach $5,000. We're up to about $2,000-ish. So we can use all the help you can get. If you can spare something, anything, really, please visit the station's website at WMFO.org. Click on the donate button. Depending on what you give, you get a little gift in return. So, for instance, for $50, you get a WMFO t-shirt. And, of course, the more you give, the more elaborate the gift. So, again, please visit the station's website at WMFO.org and click on the donate button. Okay. We're starting off the post-Thanksgiving Day Squid Pod here with, this is from the second set here. So we start off the second set with Tenpole Tutor. And we heard, of course, I wrote down the note wrong here of when it was originally released here, but that, of course, was the early 80s. This is off of the Swords of a Thousand Men compilation. It's really just their first two albums. It's two CDs. The first one is the first CD. The first album, and the second one is the other one. So we heard the track Wonder Bar. Bananarama was in there. Originally from 1982. This is off of the Valley Girl movie soundtrack. And we heard the track He Was Really Saying Something. Took a little trip into the future here with Blouse off of their self-titled album from 2011. We heard Videotapes. Yaz gave us Don't Go. That's off of their debut from 1982. Upstairs at Eric's. And we wrapped it up there with Simple Minds and Hunter and the Hunted from 1982. 82 released New Gold Dream, 81, 82, 83, 84. Alrighty, plenty to get to here for the rest of the evening, so let's dive back into it with some Joe Jackson.
She can make the sins and pay for food. Another zero.
We are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod, a 91.5 WMFO Medford. I'm your host, Savoir Fair. If you're just joining us, we meet here every Saturday evening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., bringing you the best of the 80s, along with some samples of other eras. You can always catch the archive versions of the show and playlist on the station's website at WMFO.org. If you got any questions, comments, requests, or love letters, please send them along to squidpodmusic@gmail.com. And you can always follow me on Twitter at squidpodmusic. All right, let's talk about what we've been listening to here. We started off that set with Joe Jackson from his debut album, On the Man, from 1979. And we heard the track, Don't Want to Be Like That. No, we don't. The Psychedelic Furs were in there with Pretty in Pink off of their 1987 release, Midnight to Midnight. The Police gave us Too Much Information. That's from their 1981 release, Ghost in the Machine. And we wrapped it up there with the Style Council from 1984's Cafe Blue, and we heard the track My Ever-Changing Moods. I'm going to dive back into here with the Smiths. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tentacle kills the both of us to die. their grip, man, I just couldn't act.